Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Sorry, I cleared my throat on the air there. Thought my mic was off. That's
very professional,
on me. Yeah. It's Thursday at 4 o'clock, always joined by the great Mike Mayock. You can hear him every week on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. Mike, thank you for joining us once again.
My pleasure. You guys feeling a little better this week or what?
I think so. I feel a little better, sure. I mean, I'm willing to do that for you, Mike.
Yep. You know, Mike, I'm still smarting from an argument I had with a fellow WIP host about an hour ago who thinks that professional athletes should be able to gamble on their own sports legally. What do you think about that opinion? He thinks they should be able to bet on their own props, bet on their own team. He thinks it wouldn't hurt at all.
It wasn't me, Mike. That's not my thoughts.
It wasn't him. I'm still angry from it is the only reason I ask you about it.
I mean, I don't understand how you can bet on your own props and your own team and when you control it. Control all of that.
That's what I tried to tell him. Yeah.
You're talking to a guy whose college roommate was involved in the Boston College point shaving scandal in 1979, which was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and one of my roommates was the point guard on that team.
No!
Really?
And they did the 30 for 30 on that.
They did the 30 for 30 on it. They did it was part of the movie Goodfellas. They kept talking about that thing up in Boston. It was a big deal. And I got interviewed by the FBI. It was really significant. And to Jimmy's credit, my roommate, you know, he went state's evidence because he had nothing to hide.
Yeah.
And he's been fine the rest of his life. But, man, they put him through hell for a few years, man.
Wow, that's crazy.
I didn't know that was your roommate.
Man,
wow.
John Middleton was your guard in high school.
Yeah.
And then you had that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys just thought I was this, you know, very analytic guy.
Yeah, a lot of layers.
Wow, yeah, it's a lot of layers to you,
a lot of layers, Mike. Well, on to football, though, I think we could do a whole other segment a different day on that, on the history of Mike Mayock. So let me ask you this. Sunday's game against the Vikings, where does that rank in terms of the best that you've ever seen Jalen Hurts pass the ball?
I thought it was a really good game for him. I think the Super Bowl was a really good game for him. Actually, aside from a bad fumble in the first Super Bowl, I thought that was another good game for him. So I thought the two Super Bowls were outstanding, and this past week was really good. And I think the difference with me than – and it's not good talk radio, but the way I look at this, and it's boring, is it's a process. And to me, 2 weeks ago, the sky was not falling. I was frustrated. It didn't look good. And to be honest, today, it's just a little bit better. It's
right.
It's not fixed. The pass game's not fixed. The run game's not fixed. But it's getting a little bit better. And that's kind of, And maybe, I don't know if Ike believes the same thing as far, it's kind of what, when you're a player, that's what you believe in. Over time, people get healthy, you get the right people in the right places with good coaching and ultimately it starts to work at a certain point. And that's what I believe.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing about – because, you know, Mike, that's what we are taught as players is – pardon the term, trust the process. And it's the work you put in each week. And if you're getting a little bit better each week, the thing is going to look the way you want it to look eventually. It's just a matter of how quick do you get through that process and reach the potential that the coaches have set out for you. So, yeah, that's why I always think the teams that have the good leadership with players that don't stray or deviate from this and get frustrated and – I don't know, the team starts splintering. Those are the teams that can overcome that stuff. I like Andy Reid, for example, you know, out in Kansas City. Didn't look good the first couple of weeks. Did not look good. Now they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Three, 4 weeks ago, Mike, everybody said the Chiefs dynasty was dead, it's over with, and it's done. Now they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and people were saying, you know, how can Joe Flacco go to Cincinnati and light it up a couple weeks like he did after a week of practice? How come the Eagles can't? And I'm just sitting there going, yeah, Joe's 100 years old. He's been doing it for 40 years. He's got two of the best receivers in the planet, and it's kind of plug and play. It's a whole different conversation than what's going on here. But anyway, I mean, Spike, you asked one question. I apologize.
No. It's a good conversation because what ends up happening is, you know, if on the debate on the quarterback itself, it goes one of two ways. If he plays bad, then the people who don't think he's good say, see, I told you there it is. And if he plays good, then the people who think he's good go, see, I told you there it is. And the truth is, and I think this is what you're saying, is that all of those things are all part of the evaluation. And not one of them can't be more important than the other. It's what ends up being, what ends up happening more consistently is really where we are.
And there's an overall body of work, okay? And you guys remember this summer, a lot of people were arguing that a report came out where Jalen Hurts ranked in the pantheon of quarterbacks. And I think that report had him 9. And all the Philly talk shows were going crazy. How could he be 9? He just won a Super Bowl. He's 1, he's 4, he's 3, he's 5, he's whatever. And now the same people are saying, oh, he's awful. And I kind of sit back and go, to me, I look at his body of work since he got in the league, what happens each day, each week, each year. And the way I look at him has not changed since back in August, and that is that there are 4 franchise quarterbacks in this league. 2 of them are currently hurt. And there's a group of quarterbacks from like 5 to 12 or 13 where you can win a Super Bowl with those guys. And by the way, Jalen won one, as did Matthew Stafford, who's another one I have in that group, 5 to 13. So they're really good players. They're just not franchise guys that can throw you on their back and take you to a Super Bowl.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, so, and depending on how they're playing, if you're going to rank them, it's going to depend on the
sliding
day.
Scale.
Yeah.
My scale doesn't change a whole lot week to week. It's just kind of what's he dealing with? Why is he dealing with it? When does he make a bad decision? How often does he make bad decisions? And to be honest with you, you know, this past weekend, the coaches did some things I thought to help him out. And you know, you guys have been asking about coaching. And,
yeah.
And to me, you know, here's a couple things that caught my eye, and I went in and did the tape. And,
sure.
You know, 26 called passes, okay? Four of the called passes were under, they came out under center. And of those four, they had plus two, a 79-yard touchdown, an 18-yard completion, and a 21-yard completion. So three of the four were chunk plays under center. And by the way, two of the three, they had six offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. So just in that group of four plays, we saw two things we haven't seen much of before. And that sixth offensive lineman took a lot of sting out of the Brian Flores five- and six-man pass rush. And I think because of that, Jalen had more confidence. And I thought he hung in the pocket longer. You saw him hit a couple late digs over the middle to Smitty. You know, some stuff that because he hung in and trusted the pocket. And the other thing I really liked about Jalen is that when he broke the pocket, instead of just looking to run for a first down or get out of bounds, he converted two huge third downs by keeping his eyes up. Yeah. As he left the pocket, they had a third and I want to say 15 and picked up 27. And they had a third and 13 where AJ came back to the ball on the sideline and they picked up 13. And why that was important is two plays later is the AJ Brown touchdown on the seam route.
Yep.
So to me, all this stuff is interconnected, right? The 27 yard AJ Brown seam route doesn't happen if they don't get the scramble rules first down on third and 13. So there's a lot of little good things I liked about this game, and part of it is that the coaches helped them get there.
Let me ask you something about the six offensive linemen, because I think Buffalo does that a bunch too. So we don't have Dallas Goedert aside, the other tight ends not particularly good at blocking. I wouldn't say, what is the negative to having six offensive linemen? Like if I don't, why haven't they done, what would be the drawback to doing that?
Well, there is the drawback you semi-alluded to, which is the fact that for the most part, even though he reports as eligible, depending on the situation, he's really not going to be out there running routes.
Right. So you have fewer people out there running routes.
Yeah, you're potentially losing a guy in the route. But what I really like about it, and it's something that my dad, the coach, used to laugh about for years when people talked about quarterbacks in the NFL getting hurt. He was like, just keep more people in pass protection. It's pretty friggin' simple.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what the Eagles did this weekend. They said, you know what? And it wasn't just in pass protection. Obviously, it was in the run game. They got under center. They had 10 snaps where they had six offensive linemen and they only had 50 offensive snaps. So 20% of the time they're in 6-0 linemen. And again, it wasn't like obviously the run game wasn't good. So it wasn't like all of a sudden it changed everything in the run game, but it did change some things and it does give them some other options, both in pass protection and in the downhill run game.
Yeah, I think, Mike, initially after the game, everyone's excited about the win. No one wants to go through three straight losses. My goodness, yeah, we didn't want to deal with that. But it sounds like while you were certainly encouraged by some of the things they did, there's still some things that need to be cleaned up, and there's still a ways to go before they're where they should be as a legitimate Super Bowl-like playing as a Super Bowl team. Am I reading you right on that? You feel like there's still some things that need to be done?
Oh, 100%. And you know, it's every week I've watched this tape, and again, I've been harping on the O-line since day one, and, You know, the left guard's not moving like he did a year ago, whether he's in the lineup or not. Mm-hmm. That interior offensive line, the center and three guards. I mean, Brett Toth played 70% of the snaps at two positions last week. You know, they're kind of musical chairs inside right now. Mailata had another, I don't even know if it was an average game by his standard. I think it was still below average. And Lane Johnson played well. So, you know, when you add it all up, they're still struggling a little bit. Hence, the coach is coming in with the 6-0 lineman and giving them a little temporary help. And it'll be interesting to see this week, you know, what they do or don't do with the Giants. But again, I thought it gave them a pop, especially with Jalen having some additional confidence in the pocket.
Well, you mentioned the Giants. If they do anything well defensively, it's that front, right? So if there's a team that you want to think about again, giving yourself some extra protection to give your quarterback a little bit extra time, I think this week wouldn't be a bad week to try it again.
Yeah, and, you know, inside, Sexy Dexy is a monster, and they've got three or four edge guys that are legit. So I really do believe that right now, as you're trying to get better and trying to bring your offensive line along with all the injuries, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that sixth offensive lineman, especially when you pair them in the run game so that they can't 100% say they know what's coming.
Yeah, just before we let you go, talking about the Giants, what do you think of Jackson Dart?
Been highly impressed with him. And I mentioned last time kind of a comparison to Bo Nix, and I see it even more. Both really athletic, not dynamic, but athletic. Both those quarterbacks hurt the Eagles badly with their legs, mostly with scrambles, but occasionally a planned quarterback run. Neither of them lack for confidence. They'll push the ball down the field. They're tough kids. I really like the way Dart has played. Obviously, they imploded last week for a lot of different reasons, and that's what bad teams do. They implode, but it's incumbent upon the Eagles to put enough pressure on them to get them to implode.
Absolutely. Yeah, I thought the same thing. I said, man, you lose that game. It just, that kind of a loss has a stink on it of a bad team on a number of levels, even though there's some good players there. Giving up 33 points in the fourth quarter, especially when Dart goes and leads him to that touchdown right before to put him, you know, in
that
the
should
lead.
Have been the game winner.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you're a Giants fan, there's some things to be positive about with him and Scadaboo and some of the young guys, the pass rush, but they still have a long way to go.
Yeah. All right, Mike, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you again same time next week.
Yes, sir.
You got it. Thanks, fellas.
There
all right,
is
brother.
The great Mike Mayock. What a history.
Goodness, I had no idea.
I want to get Mayock in here for a solid
I've even watched that 30 for 30 a couple of times.
Really? I've never seen it.
That's one of the fascinating ones, the whole gambling scandal.
Yes, yeah.
What's his name? I forget what his name was. Chris Cornish? No, it was... I mess up his name. But yeah, he was a guard at Boston College.
Well, it reminds me of Blue Chips.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somehow he got hooked up with the mob, and yeah, he was started point shaving, and I think he still wound up getting in the NBA somehow. I could be wrong about that. Maybe that's another guard from Boston.
Hmm. Yeah,
that's,
I don't know.
That's
remember.
Usually what happens, yeah.
Well, the idea of a college pre-NIL, mm-hmm, the idea of a college player doing that for money makes a lot more sense. Not that I endorse it, makes a lot more sense than a
yes
guy who made has made $133 million.
Yes.
And it seems like, and this Pablo Torre just pointed this out. So for a moment, so they arrested Chauncey Billups as well. And for a moment, it seemed like the Chauncey Billups arrest was just because of a poker game.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like it's all intertwined. So Chauncey Billups also involved in the sports betting, like telling people that they would tank and they wouldn't play certain players. And this is bad.
Because what probably winds up happening, it probably started off as a poker game.
Yes.
And then next thing you know, Chauncey doesn't want to pay up because he's so deep in. Now you're giving tips.
Yep.
To people that's betting, and now you're coaching based off of those things.
Well, and you don't think that the people that are getting you involved in this poker game don't know that you're
exactly
an easy mark
if they,
you know, if you lose money, like there's an avenue to even more money. I wonder if Elliot thinks that coaches who make decisions on who's going to play. I'm not going to let the Elliot thing go today.
I got to admit,
seems like you can't.
When something like this happens, I always say to myself, dude, that's why you got to stay in your lane.
Yes.
Stay in your lane.
Yep.
Keep doing your little prop bets and
five
your
bucks,
little daily fantasy.
It never hurts anyone.
$10. Yep. Just stay in your lane.
Yep.
You're not doing this to try to get rich. You're not getting life-changing money. The most you're doing is winning and putting it back in the pot. So FanDuel's getting it anyway.
Yes.
Yes.
Look, guy,
no underground gambling games.
Listen, I'm giving myself the talk right now. Like, dude, do not stray from what your little blueprint is for gambling. Don't stray from that.
I did work at a radio station where one of the hosts got arrested by the FBI one morning,
yes.
And I don't want that to be you.
Well, I watched his
Craig.
Yeah, I watched his thing, his documentary too.
Well, but Craig does this thing. God bless him. But he somehow talks about all this bad stuff that happened gambling and makes it sound fun as hell. I mean, and then he's like, yeah, it was terrible. I got off the helicopter with a bag full of $200,000.
$200,000 in cash.
I'm like, whoa, Craig, that actually sounds kind of rad.
That sounds exciting.
Yes. God bless him. Fake Stats Connor is here. It's Thursday.
Oh, man.
What's up,
here
Fake
we go.
Stats Connor? You had a good week last week.
Did he? I was going to say, we're keeping track of his things.
Well,
yep.
Yeah, okay. Anecdotally. Fake Stats Connor will keep track of it.
Okay. What'd
you hit last week, Fake Stats Connor?
Yeah, I won. We won DK Metcalf over 28.5 longest reception, and we won Eagles money line, baby.
Oh yeah, there you go. So two for two. So
I honestly would have won another if they had given us Justin Jefferson, but you know that's what we're taking tonight. So
So what do you got? What do you got this week?
Yeah, so for tonight, I'm taking Justin Jefferson longest reception 25.5.
Okay.
What I would have taken for the Eagles, but they do actually have it available for Thursday night. 5 of 7 opposing teams have had a wide receiver hit this line. He's hit 5 straight, 5 of 6. He's their deep threat. There's really not much, you need for, Jay Jetta. And I'm also going to take for Eagles. So we're going to go Eagles AJ Brown. Now that is not available on FanDuel, but it's because of the hamstring, but it's available everywhere else. So the line is 25.5, longest reception. I'm not afraid of everything that's going on. I mean, he's already covered this line. We know that the Giants run him out of cover one. And basically 6 of 7 opposing wide receivers have hit this line on the year. And in case FanDuel opens it up at a higher line, I would take it only up to 27.5. So
okay.
I really like A.J. Brown for this weekend. I also have a bonus one in case A.J. Brown gets ruled out.
Okay, give us the bonus.
Wandale Robinson, so I'm taking it regardless, so it's still part of it, but 18.5 longest reception. We've had a wide receiver against us hit 20 yards basically every game this season, every game this season, so it's actually dropping, and I was like, I'll take the better number, so 18.5 I like for this weekend, I guess.
Fake Stats Connor, if I didn't know any better, it seems like with this particular bet, you may have
found a market, right?
Yes. Yeah. You just wait for the books to adjust to it, but it seems like you found one here.
Yeah, I mean, especially adjusting off of a defense. I did hit a defensive parlay, all unders, plus 11 over the weekend, plus 1,100 over the weekend, basically. So and if FanDuel's not giving us defense, I will pivot, and I will find the niche markets. I will find the market inefficient.
All unders, interesting.
Yeah, all unders and defense.
It was all unders on defense.
Yeah, did you know anybody on any of those teams?
Interesting. I didn't know anyone. Wow. I don't have any connections. Mm-hmm. This is all skill, baby.
Do you have Chauncey Billups' phone number by any chance in your phone?
I did call. People were saying that he was cleared this morning, and I'm like, no, he's screwed. I saw the documents. Yeah, he's screwed.
Yeah, he ain't.
Oh, yeah, no, FBI ain't coming to get you, and then you're cleared.
No,
people were thinking like it was just he was just there to provide legitimacy to the poker. No, he was giving tips. It was very obviously. And actually, fun fact, one of the gamblers that is indicted gave out the Trailblazers +5 last night and this morning before he got arrested.
Oh,
no
really?
Joke. Yeah, he gained plus five last night and this morning.
Come
Someone
on, Johnson.
Tell me they weren't related, and then I'm like, no, those are absolutely related.
Wow. And he said last night in the post-game press conference, you got to let the chips fall where they may.
Yep. Great quote. So that's what I got for you guys today.
It's so good. Yeah.
All right, Fake Stash Connor. Great work as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I'll be back next week.
All right. All right, brother. Okay.
Oh, he'll be in a legal market.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, a Eagles great eligible for the Hall of Fame for the first time this year. We will talk about that.
Whatever happened, Dyke Reese?
No. He's been eligible for a while. Continue talking about VJ as well. This is the
WI. Been eligible for 15 years.
Yeah. We got to start. I got to be your Ray Dittinger. You know,
well, we're focusing on the 2033 All-Century team.
Okay.
We got to get one of those names out of there. There's no movie saving you this time.
Well, we know one special teamer's not going to be on that team after a certain lawsuit.
He's out. They paid him enough.
Yep. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening. This segment on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus, you can't count on much, but you can always count on the Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Jeff in Maryland, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, hey, guys. I've been meaning to call for, I guess it's been a few years now. I wanted to thank Ike, Brother Ike, man. I love you as a player. You've been a starter before.
Yep.
Well,
and,
no. You know, I mean,
I appreciate that, Jeff. Speed,
but me and my buddy used to keep saying, why the hell don't they put Ike Reese in ringing linebacker?
I said that too, man.
What is the, if you had to think of one play that defines Ike, what would it be?
Oh, well, I don't know that offhand. I'm old, man. I can't remember. I just know he played with a passer.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Right. Thank you, Ike.
You could see it going for the game in that guy. That's what you're looking for.
Yep. Love that,
a Philly guy, Jeff. That's a true Philly guy, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now, if I asked you what's the play that really defined Brian Dawkins' career, what would you say that play was?
Brian? Right, he's just the toughest guy. I mean, I don't, I don't see how you could, you know, pick a play to define a career of great players.
Right. Hell yeah.
They play great, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But, I wanted to thank you. This is going on.
I appreciate it. Thank you. What are you thanking me for?
FanDuel prep there.
Ah.
And so I'm listening. Hey, I listen to you whenever I can.
Yeah.
And, I was like, okay, I'm going to try to FanDuel $5, $150 bonus bet.
Okay.
And it was the weekend of the Tampa Bay where we stuck. Was that 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got our ass kicked.
Well, last year, too. It just picked the year. It was twice last year, actually, or 2 years ago.
Yep. Yeah, the playoff game. But I said, I'm looking at it. It's getting close to kickoff, so I picked a parlay with three receivers.
Okay.
And it was that Shakir from Buffalo, and I never heard of him. But then it was Dallas Goedert and Chris Godwin, who's a local boy from around here.
Yes.
From Tampa. So they all had to score a touchdown. I said, yeah, I bet that. And they say, Shakir, he got one. Buffalo had the game, and he's running around like a Pac-Man video or something in between fires.
You remember that play?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, what the hell? You know, all right. Then Goddard, he scored down by the, you know, by the goal line. So I'm about 2 out of 3. I'm like, who the hell? And then near the end of the Tampa game, he throws it at the end zone, and there's like 5 Eagles there, maybe 2 Tampa guys, and out of nowhere, this guy just steps in. Like the Eagles didn't even want to go for the ball. He steps in and catches a touchdown. Here's Chris Godwin.
Oh, jackpot.
I said, all right, I hit. And I actually made my $5 bet on that. And my buddy said, well, you didn't bet the whole $150 on one bet, did you? I said, yeah.
Ooh.
That'd be a nice payout.
How it worked. You know, I didn't know how it worked out. Ended up hitting for like 6,500.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
You waited to thank me after you spent it all, though, didn't you? Yeah. You didn't send a card.
No, but I tell you what, if our paths ever cross, the drinks are on me, brother.
Oh, there we go.
All right, Jeff. Wow.
I wanted to say, as far as debut,
yeah,
Edward Norton in Primal Fear.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie, and that was his first acting gig, and he got nominated for an Academy Award, and he won the Golden Globe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good flick.
Richard Gere?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember watching him saying, man, I don't know who this kid is, but damn, he's good, man.
Seems like he got an eye for talent, Jeff. Yes, I mean, seriously, come on. Yeah.
All right, Jeff. What are some other good movies Edward Norton was in?
Yeah, well, he did the one about the KKK, but white supremacy.
Yes, American History X.
American History X.
Seems like your memory's fine, to be quite honest with you.
I can remember 50 years ago like yesterday. Yesterday I have a problem with.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Jeff.
I run into you, Jack. Drinker on me, guys.
Perfect.
All right.
Listen. People helping people. Influencing.
I accidentally bets the whole $150 bonus bet on the parlay, and it hits.
Well, you always win your first bet.
Yes.
With gambling. Yeah. It's the ones after that you lose every single time.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more now through Saturday in-store only. Is LaShawn McCoy a Hall of Famer?
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, the question is asked is because he is eligible. 60% of the people say no. So, LaShawn McCoy eligible. The other first-timers, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Frank Gore, honorary Eagle Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, Marquise Pouncey. So, on that list, who do you think do you think Shady is a Hall of Famer overall?
I think he is a borderline Hall of Famer.
Okay, he's definitely not a first ballot Hall of Famer, that's for sure.
No, he's a borderline Hall of Famer. Being player of the decade or being on the all-decade team certainly helps you.
Sure.
He had a number, he had a But he had some All Pros, Pro Bowls.
And he did win a Super Bowl, right? With New England? Yeah.
No, with Kansas City and
with
Tampa.
With Kansas City, that's
technically
right.
A two-time Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's a two-time Super Bowl winner, Kansas City and Tampa Bay.
I thought New England because of Brady. He won the right, okay.
Yep. He's I was trying to see where he sits currently on the all-time rushing list.
It's top 20, right?
Nah, I can't see it in the top 20. Really? Oh, yeah, he's 23.
Okay, all right.
With 11,000 yards.
Okay.
11,102 yards. I'm looking at some guys who's behind him that are in the Hall of Fame, and I don't see any.
Okay.
So
who's right ahead
of him? I'm sorry. Earl Campbell is in there. Now, obviously, Earl, a little bit different. Who else you got here?
Who's right ahead of him?
Right ahead of him is Thurman Thomas.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Franco Harris.
Hall of Famer.
Marcus Allen.
Hall of Famer.
Edgerrin James.
Hall of Famer. Is Edgerrin James in the Hall of Famer?
Okay. Just got in.
Yep.
O.J. Simpson.
Hall of Famer.
Corey Dillon.
Get rid of that guy.
Corey Dillon's not in.
Okay.
John Riggins. John Riggins is in the Hall of Fame, I think.
I would think so.
Yeah, I think he's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I think John Riggins is in. Steven Jackson, remember him? Underrated running back for the Rams.
Love Steven Jackson.
Oh, yeah. He's 90s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No,
early 2000s.
Yeah, he came after Marshall.
Oregon State Beaver, number 39.
Yep.
Who am I thinking?
Very underrated back. Big back, man, and ran fast. Steven Jackson. Got put up some pretty good numbers, too. Who else you got in front of Shady that isn't in? My guy, Fred Taylor, deserves to be in, I think.
And he's not in.
He's not in.
Okay.
Derrick Henry, he's still playing.
Right, he's still
playing. So you know he's going in. Thurman, Thomas, Franco, I get you all those guys.
Yeah.
Dorsett, Jim Brown, Marshall Faulk.
All Hall of Famers.
Everybody else is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Shady seems like a maybe.
He's on the cusp.
So Philip Rivers will get in.
Yes.
His numbers are pretty undeniable. I know everybody will say he didn't win big games,
But they're getting, he's a quarterback. Yeah. They put him in.
Drew Brees feels like a first ballot guy to me. Do you? He won an MVP?
He never won MVP.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's the crazy thing. Never won an MVP. All those passing yards. He did have the Super Bowl. Was he the MVP of the Super Bowl?
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
Could have been Tracy Porter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even remember if he was the MVP. He's getting in the Hall of Fame, though.
Yes.
I don't know if it's the first ballot.
Frank Gore feels like lower than Shady to me.
But he has more yards, I believe. Yeah, Frank Gore is I think Frank Gore is top five all time.
Drew Brees has four second place MVP finishes.
Wow.
Yeah, all second places, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Frank Gore is number three.
Oh, so he's in.
He's in.
Yeah, okay.
He has 5,000 more yards than Shady.
Okay. Larry Fitzgerald, I don't know if he's first ballot, but he's in.
He's
first ballot.
Yep.
Jason Witten?
Get in, not first ballot.
I think he gets in, not first ballot.
Okay.
You know what else we got to look at, which is hard for us to do right now, but the guys who have been waiting to get in.
Right, right.
Who are still on.
Well, and the quarterback one, we're talking about Brees, the quarterback who was eligible for the first time last year who didn't get in was Eli Manning.
Eli Manning.
Right, and Eli will get in at some point.
Yes,
maybe Eli gets in this time.
So here's the guys that I'm looking for from a running back. I don't know if Fred Taylor's going to get in. I think he should get in.
Sure.
He's almost like Shady where he's on the cusp. But Torrey Holt should be a Hall of Famer.
Feels like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Torrey Holt.
Well, because Isaac Bruce is in, right?
Yes.
So why would Torrey Holt not be in?
I agree.
I always thought Torrey Holt was better.
Yes, I agree. As a matter of fact, he's the only one that, when London Fletcher could make, you make an argument for him. I'm thinking about that greatest show on turf. Marshall's in, Kurt Warner's in, Isaac Holt's in, Isaac Bruce is in.
Orlando Pace.
And Orlando Pace is in.
Great team.
All off that offense, Torrey Holt is the one who's not in yet. He should be in.
215-592-949.
Said he may get in. It won't be anytime soon.
No. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Speaking of getting in, Adam Kasabi helps you get into your shore house.
They're going to a different read.
No.
Yes, so did I.
That's 5 o'clock. KSEBE. Where is Adam Kasabi? He's in Delaware out of Long and Foster. Why does that matter? He's going to help you get into your shore house. Now, I've talked to you about Delaware versus Jersey property taxes if you're looking to buy a shore house. So I email Kasabi. I say, why don't you give me some numbers so I can convey the difference in property taxes? These are just a couple of examples. He's looking at an option in Lewis right now. House is $600,000. Annual property tax is $1,100. Compare that to Egg Harbor. Same size house, 11,000 per year. 11,000 versus 1,100, some 10 times the property taxes. AC, just under 12,000 a year. When I talk to you about the Delaware beaches, if you're looking to get a shore house in Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E, he can help you get into one. That is one of the huge benefits, because what you're going to do probably is you get your shore house in Delaware, you rent it out to other people, they help pay your mortgage. Well, if your property taxes are much lower, that's a much lower monthly payment. Those people are paying for your house, basically. That way you have a place to go to for your family, for your friends, for you to relax. Kasebe's just great at it. He's going to lead you in the right direction. By the way, if Jersey's what you want, he can't sell you the house, but he's got a huge network of realtors. He can help you out, find the right realtor for you. In this market, with as competitive as it is, you need a competitive realtor, and Kasebe will do it. I trust the guy. I was going to say with my life again, I don't know, just under that. KSEBE, when you think it's time for you to reach out and get one of those shore houses, 302-864-8643. That's his direct sell. You can text him if you don't want to call him. That's 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, sorry I'm late. You know, I had to take care of some business today. You know, I had to get some reports in by 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we weren't talking the Eagles at 2, so you said, I'll check in a little later.
Time out, because I was going to call the talk. That's why I come on to talk about. Listen. Hey, my boy Elliott might still be right, you know. You know, you might have won the battle, but you didn't win the war. You know, I'm saying? Alonzo Ball had a triple-double the whole first game.
Yeah, but he got hurt. But the problem with Alonzo Ball would have been a multi-time All-Star if he didn't get hurt.
I don't know about that. He ain't LaMelo.
He's a real... But I'd rather have Lonzo Ball than LaMelo. LaMelo's a loser. Lonzo Ball plays winning basketball.
Yeah, he a better defender. Yeah, I'll give you that. But I think LaMelo better offensively.
Maybe he's on the N1 mixtape tour, but not in the NBA.
I do hate LaMelo Ball's offensive game. I hate his game.
It's like once you, it's great for highlights.
Yes.
You watch a whole game, makes you want to vomit. Hey. I'm serious. It's impossible to watch. Anyway.
Did you play with Steven Jackson?
I didn't play with him, no.
Because I know he went to Atlanta for a couple years towards the end of his career. I didn't know if he was one.
Yeah.
I was already
put out the pasture by then. Okay. Yeah, I was already. Right.
Atlanta,
yeah.
where great Ram running backs go to him and Gurley.
Todd Gurley, yep.
Hey, Shady should be in the Hall of Fame. Let me talk about these quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame real quick. And everybody's going to say I'm a hater because of recent transactions, you know. Drew Brees. That's questionable right there.
Shut up. Let me talk.
Let me talk. First of all-time great quarterbacks don't go 7-9 3 years in a row. Show me the great Brady, Rodgers, Roethlisberger, anybody that wins 7-9 3 years in a row. Name them.
I'm not looking it up.
Okay, then. So that's what that right there. All-time great quarterbacks, unless they hurt, they don't miss the playoffs.
Corey.
Brady.
He's second all-time in yards.
He's
Corey.
Second all-time, and he's through for 80,000 yards.
He's a Hall of Famer. He got a Super Bowl champion. I'm not saying he does. I'm just saying, like, when people talk about Drew Brees, they put him in a class. Like he ain't in a Rodgers, Brady, Manning class.
Okay, he's still a – who else is in that class?
To me, he's in the class with Manning.
I think he's more in the Roethlisberger class.
No. He's in Manning's class. Let me tell you why. Manning had way more talent around him than Drew Brees did.
Okay, so hold on now. Let me land my plane. Shout out OG. So wait. So if you play with more talent, right – I'm just going to get my math right. So.
Dude, he's second all time in touchdown passes. Oh, yeah. What are you talking about?
Hey, I just want to know. So,
and he has three runner up MVPs, not just one like you celebrate.
So when you get touchdowns, it don't matter how you get them, right? Is that what we say?
Yes, it does.
Yes,
yes it does.
Dude, Jalen gets touchdowns that Elliott could get.
Who said anything about Jalen?
You. We can tell.
I ain't say no name. Y'all put names in my mouth. I ain't say no. I just want to make sure, you know, my math is right when I carry my one. I just want to make sure later on, you know, when I got to land my plane, that's all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all. I just want to make sure. Shady need to be in the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Get my boy in there.
He might get in, but he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right. Top two Eagle running back all time. Wait a minute.
So Shady's got to get in, and he's 23rd all time in yards. But Drew Brees is a maybe, and he's number two.
No, I didn't say no. Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer. What I'm saying is people praise Drew Brees just because he put up on him stats. So is Matthew Stafford?
He's probably a no doubt Hall of Famer.
Listen, when you look at Matthew Stafford, before he was with the Rams, now he won the Super Bowl, people used to be like, I don't know, I got to think about it. But they ain't never say that about Drew Brees. Why not? And Drew Brees had a Hall of Fame head coach.
Yes.
So you got a Hall of Fame head coach, a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you missing the playoffs in your prime?
No, stop. Stop. I don't know. This is sad.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at the all-time passing list, right?
I want to try to look at them all-time stats.
I didn't realize Big Ben is number six all-time.
Exactly. Oh, yards?
Yeah,
oh,
yards. Wow. I didn't realize he threw that many yards.
Of Big Ben's career.
The Antonio Brown half.
He was just throwing it around all over the place.
The Killer Bees?
Well.
He had what? Two Super Bowls.
Literally. He was throwing it around. What'd you say?
Two Super Bowls with Big Ben.
Yeah.
And the Ohio legend Le'Veon Bell. He ain't win no team. But, hey, man, my boy had a team. All I'm saying is a Big Ben Ohio legend. Put some respect on my boy's name. He's better than Drew Brees.
No, he's not.
Hey, that's all I'm saying. But, okay. I was more of a
Big Ben fan than a Brees fan, I guess. I like Big Ben coming out of college.
Yeah, well, and he's a football player.
AFC North, not some gimmicky
Astrodome type of offense. Come on, man, outside.
Rough and rugged.
And that's what Carson says.
How about Corey setting up Jalen's Super Bowl or Hall of Fame case against Drew Brees 20 years ahead? That is really the long game. Shout out OG Wade. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, brother?
What up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? First of all, real quick, man, when y'all was talking to Elliot, did you bang on Elliot?
Yes, I hung up on him. He was making me too mad. It was about me, not him.
I tell y'all get funnier and freakier on this show every day.
Couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Sometimes I have to, Rios, I used to be fat, right? The way that I stay not being fat is I don't keep the food in the house or I'll eat it. The only way I can not fight with Elliot on that topic is to not have him be on the phone. So I had to get rid of him.
Yeah, that was funny as hell, just to let y'all know that. Almost as funny as Jack the other day talking about he couldn't see Pam or something like that, man. Jack's just funny as hell. But anyway, I wanted to get my appreciation to y'all because I couldn't foresee anything unless Allen Iverson, even at this age, jerseyed up into a Sixers uniform to watch them again. I mean, it was amazing just watching yesterday. And I don't know if it was only me, but I'm going to just put this point before I get into the actual game. But I really, after yesterday, every time, like, Kelly Oubre scored the first three, I couldn't even look at this dude the same no more. Like, I don't know. You was in my head the whole time, Spike. I'm cursing you out the whole time. Like, yo, what am I?
Yeah, because you can admit he's a good-looking guy.
I agree, Rios. And I almost tweeted that. I'll never be able to look at Kelly Oubre the same because of Spike.
Because you know where he stands.
Because of what you put in our head.
Because he's the best looking man I've ever seen in real life.
Look, Spike trying to get away with it. No, it's just because you in my head. And yes. I'm like looking at, I'm just hearing you sit right next to me like, yeah, can you see it? Like, can I see what? Man, no, I cannot see that. And besides, you know, looking at him, looking at Embiid, I want to know if I was the only one that felt like, cringing almost like if it was a chalkboard that Freddy Krueger put his nails through the chalkboard, because every time it looked like he was just like a feather or fragile, like something bad was going to happen. So I was just cringing on him. But at the end of the day, man, like this young bull, like in one game, he got battle tested from any type of area that you want to see him score. If it was mid range, three pointers, taking it to the basket, and ones, foul shots, everything. And even at the end of the game, he was put in a position where it's like, man, if we lose this game, it's going to be because of me. So he went through a lot the first freaking game. And look, we didn't even have TikTok nails. Yeah, I mean, we didn't have no Boy George and no Goofy. Yeah, you know I mean, and my thing is like this: if this didn't hype you know, Paul George or Embiid up, then I don't know what will. But at the end of the day, the way I feel about Nick Nurse, like, is he's had these guys, if it has to run through them, let it run through them. If Embiid or Boy George could at least give us something, then, man, then we're going to be a force to reckon with. I feel like getting a Sixers jersey. I feel like going to a game now. I mean, and I just wanted to, I mean, give y'all my best on that because, yeah, I mean, y'all pushed me to it. I said, all right, I'm going to listen to my guys. Yeah, I mean, boom, boom, boom. And, yo, I watched the whole game amazing, excited with it, just as if it was, you know, not as, but almost like an Eagles game. I was just very excited. I'm ready to come to the game. That young guy, he has the fight in him to almost look at somebody, no matter who they are in the league. LeBron, sucker self, looking at all of them like, I'm going to dunk on your neck. I don't care who you are, buddy. Yeah, you know I mean, but I just want to let y'all know that, hey, Spike, no more Kelly Oubre stuff. Y'all take care, gentlemen.
All right, bro.
The worst part for you guys is you're watching and you're thinking maybe he has a point.
Nope.
Those piercing eyes.
I made sure I didn't make eye contact.
Well, look, look. I hope you don't have
to. Get past the red hair.
I hope you don't have to meet him in real life because it is stunning. Jack, what is coming up in the top five at five?
I can't even engage in this, man.
Yeah, well, the red hair does have to go. The red hair is not his best look.
You know, whatever.
Listen, once a week, we've got to monitor situations here at WIP.
Oh, you're monitoring situations again?
Oh, we're monitoring more situations.
Oh, are they good ones?
Well, there's one brewing again.
Okay, again.
Between two shows.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it usually is.
Yeah.
All right. That is
Trouble in
next.
Paradise.
Really?
Nah.
Okay. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.